This week's episode is brought to us by BeastExterminators.com.
Gordon, I've seen you having a lot of troubles at home. Is everything all right?
You know what, Luis? It's not. I can't go into my attic anymore. There are three owlbears in there. They're nocturnal, they keep me up at night, and they've mauled my children.
Three owlbear? You haven't exterminated them?
I can't. I've only got a stick.
Dude, you should get into BeastExterminators.com. They are your best solution for getting rid of the three owlbear you have.
I can't afford exterminators.
They are cheaper than you think.
How much?
Three hack food and that's all it takes.
Only three hacks food? That's a deal.
Five men in their 30s gather around microphones playing role-playing games for the enjoyment of nobody. This is Magical Night with the Boys.
Hello and welcome back to A Magical Night with the Boys.
Woo! Woo! That would have been a perfect time for some kazoo.
I'm joined today by Gordon.
Hi, how you doing?
Ryan.
Hi.
And Luis.
Hello.
How is everybody doing?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Fair point. Okay, straight to action then.
Let's do it.
Ryan, what happened last time?
All right. We fought a big, weird fish monster. I had a this sort of weird bait, which was this glowing woman with floating fish next to her. We fought that. If I remember correctly, we destroyed it, right? We did real
the woman,
well.
Yes.
No,
I think it fled.
No, it fled because it was doing too much damage.
It was scared. It was scared of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it was scared of itself, of what it had become. So we got away. We had a rest on the beach. And then we followed the map, which we'd found. And it led us to some treasure. So Marge got a necklace?
Yes.
And Kai got an interesting looking ring.
Which I will explain in due time.
Cool. So we then found a scout from West Sharma as we were going through some sort of fields. Corn? Wheat?
Corn.
Corn. The band.
We can eat that out.
We had a... No, we're keeping in all the corn jokes. I felt like a freak on a leash at that point.
God.
Yeah. Thanks, Luis. We had an interesting approach where Kai sprinted at the scout and attacked him.
Like usual.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know better.
I tried to stop it, but the guy... Did we kill him?
Probably.
Yeah, I think that's Kai over there. Yeah.
That's Kael's way.
Ah, yeah.
And all the bullshit he tells himself.
Kael likes balance, but doesn't like gay marriage. So we also rescued his dog, which I've taken to calling Master.
What did you mean rescue?
We rescued him from the evil scout.
We rescued him from the man we killed.
Yes. I mean, okay, so leave the dog with the corpse. That's nice.
Are we the villains now?
I think we started as the villains. Just because I have a friendly accent doesn't mean I'm not evil.
I'm not evil.
Oh, you're just so ugly, though.
Stereotypes.
We took the dog, we went to a village. The village was called...
Bilton.
Bilton. We then found a man who apparently is called Brizen Cav.
Yes, he is.
That name.
Not to be confused with Prison Calf.
And then, as we were talking to that chap, a monster appeared.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So you're in the middle of the village of Bilton. It's the morning. You just slept on the beach. It's like a cold, foggy morning. Around you, there are like burned down houses, a couple of corpses left and right. Some are like burned down, other are like clearly killed with weapons, sword and stuff. There's also a huge crater in the middle. Something obviously exploded there. That's fairly clear. You heard a noise from behind the house, and then you saw an insanely weird worm. It's basically a giant worm, white with some tentacles and sharp teeth.
Ugh.
So it's like 2 meters high, I'm guessing. And it was eating a corpse there. It's a scavenger.
Cool.
So yeah, we can start with initiative.
We're going straight in. I did have some questions, but okay.
You can ask question before if you want.
This time, what would you say the foundations are?
The foundations?
Yeah, I just want to know what it's built in.
Wood.
It's wood. Boom!
It took me a while.
I had that in the bank for like half an hour. I was like, wait for your time, Gordon.
All right.
Okay, rolling initiative.
14.
Ooh. Okay, so 14. Anybody higher?
16.
Kai.
a gentleman's 10.
Should we use the kazoo to do like background battle music?
Yes, absolutely we should.
Right.
Why are we doing like Final Fantasy?
Yeah, Gordon, for context, just bought us a bunch, like literally a bag of kazoos. So we're gonna.
A bag of kazoos.
So they know what it is.
Oh, did it wrong.
Lucky you can edit all these out.
Okay, Old March, your turn. So there is a couple of burned-out houses behind it. You see the giant worm appearing, and he's clearly looking to attack you. Mainly trying to defend his feast.
Okay, can I roll a nature check to see what do I know about this creature?
Sure, go ahead.
Not bad. 16.
Okay. So this is a carrion crawler. What you know is that there are a lot of them actually staying there. They're a scavenger, and they mainly eat corpse. As you know, there were a big battle between Kalatawe and the invading barbarian from north. And so there are lots of corpses that stay there, and so a lot of those carrion crawlers actually started to appear. You also know that they're poisonous.
Oh, no.
Okay, no.
Fortunate for those of us who have poison resistance.
Okay, so I will touch Kai's right shoulder and cast guidance on him. I'm like, may your strikes be through, boy.
Thank you, foul Marge.
Hey, that's better.
Thank you.
So basically, you get a d4 on your next attack roll.
Nice.
And I move back.
How far away is this thing?
It's like 20 meters.
Oh, pretty close.
Sorry, it's like 20 meters ahead of you. Yeah, it's still in between the houses. Barely saw you at this point.
Well, not that close. It's 20 meters.
Okay. We could just run away.
Okay.
Edward's smiling knowingly, meaning it's maybe not a chance.
Okay, I will grab Prison Calf and tell him to... Is he close to me?
Prison Calf?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 2 meters behind you.
Oh, behind. So I go towards him.
Okay.
Cool. That's it.
End of your turn?
And I tell him, like, we are getting the fuck out of here.
Danny.
I would like to cast on Mr. Kai here a spell called Heroism.
Ooh.
Mm.
I'll only smoke it. I won't inject it.
Wap, wap, wap. Come on. Our standards are so low.
So I'm going to touch you and say, well, Kai, I think there's a fight to be had, and I know you're going to be the man up front.
What happens?
Well, you are imbued with bravery.
Ooh.
You're immune to being frightened, and you get temporary hit points. Well, 3 temporary hit points at the start of each turn.
Yeah,
for how long?
The next minute.
Cool. Okay. It's the monster turn. The monster is gonna... So do you move, by the way, Danny? Do you move away or do you stay where you are?
I'm not really gonna move. I'm just gonna be sort of nervously backing away.
Cool. You do that, and the carrion crawler is gonna, like... walk on the side of the house and walk back on the ground and rush toward you, Kai. I'm assuming you're the closest to him.
Yes.
Perfect. He's going to try to first bite your shoulder.
How dare you?
With a 9?
A 9 does not hit.
So he tries to bite you, you manage to dodge.
I don't even dodge, I just take a step back and look at it with disgust.
Mm. After that, he's going to try to hit you with his tentacle with a 20.
Oh. My AC is 20, so that's a hit.
Damn. So you managed to dodge the bite, but you are not fast enough to actually dodge the tentacles. So that's going to be 6 points of damage.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. I can take that.
And there is also some poison on that tentacle.
No, I have advantage on poison saves and have poison resistance, so...
So he's hitting you with the tentacle and it's poisonous, so you need to give me a saving throw despite your poison resistance.
That is 16.
You're fine. Nothing happens to you. That's the end of his turn. Kai.
The only time constitution save will be used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was going to introduce my ring here, but since he's attacked me, there's no point. So I'm just going to go and going to smash him with my battle axe, keep it nice and simple. That is a 20.
Oh!
Natural 20?
No,
natural 20.
Okay, that hits.
Okay. Ooh, nice. So that's 7 points of damage.
Cool.
So what I do is, as it slashed me across the chest, I like bring my axe up and just clip it in the jaw, like kapow.
You can hear a loud scream coming from him, and he's backing up a little bit.
I scream back. Ah! Intimidation check.
You do that. Old Mordred.
Okay, so I have... I will call it by his name, like Brisson Calf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
jail donkey.
And I will tell him, like, we need to get as far away from the scavenger as possible. Is he like happy to move back, or he just waiting to be eaten by the...
He's clearly saying, this is my home, I'm gonna fight it with you.
Can I try to do a persuasion check saying, like, this is not the time for you to die, boy?
Sure, go ahead.
Ooh, boy,
you seen that word a lot.
Careful who you say that to.
Nice, another crit.
Booyah!
Shit.
The kazoo did not work.
Anyhow, please add kazoo noises here.
So what do you say to him?
No, what I said already. Like, I mean, this is not the day you die.
He's convinced.
Happy to hear him. So I move our far away from him as well. Like, with him, I'm just walking back.
Okay, you do that.
And I'm assuming that I'm 60 feet from where I started because I moved 30 and then 30 more. Mm-hmm. And I cast...
Well, no, the first time you didn't move 30. You moved next to Kav, was like 2 meters behind you. So you moved like...
Why was it?
Like 6 meters. You told me you wanted to go next to Kav.
Okay, whatever. How far away is the creature from me?
It's right next to Kai, so not that far, like a couple of meters in front of you before your movements of this turn.
Cool, then. I cast Sacred Flame. Okay, you roll a Dexterity Saving Throw, 13. Which you fail, bitch.
I do fail, bitch.
5 points of radiant damage.
Oh.
No, he takes the 5 points of damage. He doesn't understand too much what's happening to him. He's looking more confused. Danny, your turn.
Okay, well...
Did you move at the end? Sorry.
Yes.
You moved back with Brisson Calf after you throw the Sacred Flame.
Okay. Well, I move first and then I cast.
Sure, okay.
I am going to see the Kai is sort of in the thick of things, as predicted, and I'm going to give him Bardic Inspiration.
Ooh. All the buffs.
You mean you chose the guitar of the kazoo?
And it goes a little like this. Swinging around a sword for his holy lord. Kai is never bored when he's fighting monsters.
Yay! Woo. How inspired do you feel, Kai?
I feel like 5. Those two. If I was to give it a number, 5.
Right, Danny, anything else? You just inspired him?
No, I'm gonna, again, nervously shuffle backwards and end my turn. It's
the monster's turn. So he's right in front of you, Kai, and practically speaking, everybody else is backing out.
How's he looking?
He's looking fine at this point, actually. Yeah, he's a bit hurt, but pretty much fine still. But he's pissed at the fact that he took a Sacred Flame in the face and an axe. He's gonna try to first poison you again with his tentacle, trying to hit your leg this time.
Rude.
And that is gonna be an 11.
That doesn't hit.
Right, and then bite your face off.
Oh no!
And that's a 15.
That does not hit. So the Kai's like dodging. He's like, phew, phew.
So he missed both attacks. He sees that you're pretty strong, and he started being discouraged of trying to attack you. So he's gonna run away from you and try to attack Danny. That's
would this be a pivot or
yes,
an opportunity attack?
An opportunity attack.
Ah, yes.
Opportunity attack, when something is next to you and then it runs away, you get a cheeky little stab at it as it's fleeing.
A little swipe. A coward, if you will, would do it. Oh, nice. 20.
That's a hit.
Assuming that's going to hit?
That's a natural 20, or?
No. Okay, here we go. Swinging my battle axe. Nice. So that's 6 points of damage. And what I would like to do is just hit him in the just above the knee. Only he's a worm, he doesn't have a knee.
Which knee? It does, he has like little legs.
I would like to pick...
Which knee do you pick?
Oh, he does. How he's been walking.
Like the last knee.
The last
knee. The last knee he's got.
You cut it up straight.
Oh, nice.
Great, Danny, your turn. In the meanwhile, you can see that Brizen is seeing a lot of fights and action happening. He's an adventurer. You can see that he's edgy to actually join on the action, but still convinced by old Mordred's.
You say he's edging?
He's edgy. Oh, he's edgy. Like some really alternative music.
And racist jokes. All right, well, if this thing's going to be up in my face... Well, you want a dance partner? All right, well, let's do this. Let's do this. I'm going to draw my sword. I'm going to try and stab it in the gums. That's a 15, I think.
That's a hit.
17. Hell yeah.
It's a big hit.
That's 9 points of damage. I get it real up in them gums.
Gums mean mouth, right?
Yeah, gum is like the...
If you open your mouth, I'll poke them and show them where they are.
Yes. Finally.
Imagine if all of your skin was gum skin.
Ryan, is this the lips conversation all over again?
Yeah. Lip skin's bad. Gum skin is even worse.
Ryan has a theme of conversations. As imagine your body was, and then he just inserts different types of skins. So far, we've had lip skin, anus skin, and now we're on gum skin.
You had an anus skin just now. I do not want to be attributed to anus skin. Very foldy.
Oh.
Maybe that's why we get famous.
Hey, have you listened to the podcast of the anus skin?
Oh my god, I never thought about it, but yeah, they made a lot of sense.
Microsoft is sponsoring us.
Yeah, Spotify gives us 100 million.
I'm definitely holding out for that Spotify deal.
So you poke him right in the mouth, you hear a little whack, and he backs away a little bit from you, and it's all Margaret.
Okay, so the same thing, I will keep retreating myself.
Retreat yourself.
I will just back down, back away, and cast again. Secret Flame this time. You like that one?
Yeah, it's got a secret this time.
Yeah,
mix
thank
it up.
You.
You only have one spell. Let's change the name every time.
Is it a cantrip? Secret Flame.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So like usual, you roll a dexterity saving throw of 13.
That's 17.
Fuck. So nothing happens. Okay.
Bye. Nothing happens. He managed to dodge your flame. He moves away from
and us. I keep backing away.
Like 30 feet away again?
Yeah.
So you're like, what, 90 feet away from the creature?
Nah.
And you're taking Brizen Calf with you?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Creature's turn is right in front of Danny this time. You just poke him in the mouth. He's really mad at you and gonna try to bite the hand that's holding the sword.
Oh.
And that is...
14?
Oh, it's just gonna get me.
It's gonna get you?
That's gonna get me.
He's gonna do 4 points of damage to you.
Ooh.
You say, we're still level 2.
Yeah, correct.
It's a third of my health.
You get quickly into the game of trying to kill the other person for some reason, right?
Now you understand me.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one action. Another action is going to like move a bit around you and try in the back to hit you with a tentacle that are on this mouth.
Oh. So cheeky.
That's a 19.
That's going to get me.
Right, so you need to give me... Well, I'm going to roll some damage first. So you're taking 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And you need to give me a constitution saving throw, por favor.
That's a 14?
Yes, that's a pass.
Oh,
so okay. It just hits you with a tentacle. It makes a little bit of damage. It's burning on your skin, but nothing else.
My skin, my beautiful skin.
Mr. Kai, your turn. You can see that your friend is getting attacked there by the giant worm.
Oh, and Kai does not like that. You will prey upon a weakling. You will pay. You don't react badly to being called a weakling, I take it.
No, that sounds pretty accurate.
I am going to hit him with my axe, but I'm going to invoke the power of Gael and use a spell called Divine Smite, where he essentially powers up my weapon. So if I land it, I will do a lot more damage to this big old worm.
Cool.
Let's see how it goes. That is 16.
16, that's a hit.
That's good. Okay, so he will take, rather than the normal 1d8, he will take 3d8. Okay, here we go. For the balance! I can't do quick maths.
11.
11 points of damage plus strength. So 13 points of damage. So as I see him attacking... as I see him attacking Danny, forgot your name there, I like bring up my axe down on the back of the worm's head and try and drag it down its spine a little bit just to get a little bit extra damage. And as it's kind of like... infused with like a holy, A holy wrath, I'd say, is what it is.
Right.
I'm very much winging it as I go here.
Does it burn his skin?
No, but as it as it's cutting him, it's like, ah.
And there's a little song. There's a little melody as it's cutting.
And he hates the melody. The
but it's like a divine melody.
Was that the Halo theme tune?
It was.
How does he react?
So he hates that melody. He fucking hated playing Halo. You can see that he's he's taking a lot of damage. He's bleeding from everywhere. You actually open a big chunk on the back of his head and down his spine. He's still alive, but he's shrieking and backing away a little bit. Not really attacking anymore.
Okay, nice.
It's old Margaret.
Okay, so how are you?
I'm alright, how you doing, man? We should talk more. Text me.
I will send you a pigeon with a message.
We used to be so close.
We used to work together. And now you decide to go on an adventure.
There's a worm in front of you.
Wait, when did we... Oh, in character!
I was like, no, we legit used to work together.
Yeah. you gonna take your turn?
Not now.
I pass. I could do with some healing on my two hit points.
Oh my god.
Oh okay. No, I'm on six. Sorry, I wrote down two when I took two.
What's your max health?
12.
So you're like 70 feet away from him, Bailey.
Am I?
Yes.
Damn, that's far.
That's pretty far.
The sign of a coward.
When did I move so far? I can see the fight going on at the end. I'm like, oh yeah, that's happening. Okay, so if that's the case, yikes. And how? Okay, but the scavenger is right next to him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can move only 30, so I can't heal you this turn, but I can heal you next turn.
That's good.
So I move 30 closer to them. I will cast for this turn before doing something interesting on my next one. Or it's dead in that case. So, but in this case, in this turn, I will cast. What do you think I will do?
I don't know, man. You tell me.
Sacred Flame.
Oh, what?
Ah. Oh, what?
Okay.
You slept.
But like always, you roll a dexterity saving throw. 13.
Are you in range? Right
yeah,
now?
60.
Okay.
That's a pass.
So he dodged the flame that you were throwing at him.
Also, don't check my dice. I'm God here. He pass if I say he pass. Don't worry, Marge. You've got lots of tricks up your sleeve.
So he's totally hurt, trying to like squeak away. He's yelling at you, trying to impress you, but not really attacking anymore. He sees the flame coming from his right side, managed to dodge it.
Yeah, I'm just missing on purpose, so don't get attacked by the creature.
What does squeaking away involve?
Well, you know what squeaking mean, right?
Yeah, right. I really
don't know. Could you?
that was actually much better than I ever anticipated.
Because I was thinking of a mouse, and then I pictured a mouse coming out of a little, you know, stereotypical hole and going like a ring wraith.
Jeez.
Is that your turn, old murderer?
That's my turn.
Right, Danny.
All right. This thing's. It turned around, but did it move away from me?
No. So it tried to like turn around you and slap you. No, it's like slowly backing away. It's clearly still in range. It's clearly still in range from you, but you can see that it's trying to back away.
Cool.
It's more scared than aggressive at this point.
Oh. Like me on a date.
So split the bill.
So what I'd like to do is basically run at it. I'm gonna try and jab it with my rapier in one of its tentacles. I want to see if maybe that's a weak point.
Sure, go ahead.
I do not jab.
You do not jab?
I do not jab.
Well, so you try to hit the tentacle, and as you're doing that, you notice that it's a really slimy and small part of his body. Pretty retarded to try to hit a tentacle instead of the massive body that's in front of you, right? You realize that?
Yeah, I do now.
You live and learn, eh?
So it's the monster turn. It's gonna disengage from you. So it's gonna be careful that you don't have an opportunity attack and back out. So it's gonna back away slowly, still watching you, still his face toward you, but it's gonna take 15 feet away from you now.
You can do that?
Well, if he's using an action to disengage.
And then another action to
disengage. And he's not passing near my sphere of axing?
No, it's going
in another direction.
That's a smart decision. Pretty smart for a worm.
Kai.
Well, I'm just gonna go and approach him, and I'm gonna try and finish the job. So I'm gonna call upon Divine Smite because I like the noise my axe makes when it does it.
How many times can you do it?
Twice.
Right.
And I've done it once.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'll do it one more time.
Yeah.
So defensive. That's okay.
That's brought, today's episode was brought to you by the number 2. That's a Sesame Street reference, by the way.
It's a swan.
All right, whoa. 19.
Well, that's a hit.
Nice. So as he's going, I'm gonna swing my axe directly at his face, and my axe is gonna light up as I swing it. Ooh, I do. Nice. That is 11, 16, 18 points of damage. So I like come from underneath and just get it across the face.
What happens?
As the axe glows hot with the power of Gael, it just makes the worm explode.
It explodes.
The worm explode.
Okay, perfect.
And I am now covered in.
It explodes like legit?
I am now covered in worm juice.
Oh, God.
Lucky I was far away from that.
Okay. The worm is dead with little pieces everywhere. He basically exploded under the divine judgment. He really hated Aloe. That's probably why.
Gael hates worms.
And you're now in the village, out of a fight, in the village of Biltham. Well, what's left of him, with burned body everywhere. Marge and Brizzen are, well, far away, 60 feet away from you guys. They didn't really participate in the fight. What do you guys do?
Is there any source of clean water nearby?
Sure, there is a well in the middle of the village.
That didn't explode on the massive missile that hit on this land?
No, the explosion is clearly centered around a specific house in the village. You can clearly see that one house exploded. The rest of the house like burned down, but more from the looting, from somebody else's looting than from the explosion itself.
Was there like a meth lab in this medieval village?
No.
Basically, I want a nice clean source of water because I'm covered in worm shit and blood and etc.
It is the smell of victory.
Give me,
both of you, give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, that's always a good thing.
Is it for something poisonous?
Yes, it is.
Quite advantageous.
10?
That is a 16.
So, the 16 pass, the 10, you're going to be poisoned for a minute.
What?
And for a minute, you cannot move.
That doesn't impact you that much. You're just immobilized for a minute.
Kai!
Hey, Mr. Frodo.
Oh, Marge! Help me! I can't move.
So while Danny is immobilized there, paralyzed actually, what does old Marge on Kai do?
I would like to go and lay my hands upon him and say a small prayer.
You're stealing my move.
As I bend down, I lay my hands on your shoulders and whisper, Gael will punish the wicked and restore the balance. Whether you live is his will. And then my hands glow, and you feel a little bit better.
Ah, well, thank you, Kai. Well, maybe Gael's not such a... Well, maybe he's all right.
You get 5 points. Oh. 5 hit points.
And you're not paralyzed anymore. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know which way that was going to go, but Gael has forgiven you.
Ah, well, I feel much better. Well, now I just gotta get all this worm shit off me, and I'll be right as rain.
So, you're in the middle of a village, you just beat that big worm monster, the village is burned down, there is Brizzen that's there. How are you guys doing?
I want to ask Brizzen about what happened here. I want him to explain us why there's a nuke town in the middle of the city.
So he looks pretty sad right now, looking at the village, and he's telling you, yeah, I saw it all. I saw the armies of West Sharma burning down the village. They were looking for something. I'm not entirely sure what. And I saw that massive explosion. My father and mother were in that house. Yeah, that's basically it.
How old is he?
He's a dwarf. He looks like middle-aged dwarf.
He lived with his parents. Lame.
Get a job.
So he tells you, well, I was just passing by. I was gone to West Sharma most of the time. I was actually meeting the blind king, who, as you all know, is the king of West Sharma.
Ah, yes.
And the blind king.
The blind king. And he's telling you, yeah, I don't understand why he did that. Everybody considered him a really wise guy. He was the one who actually started the truth between West and East Sharma when the plague began. I don't understand why he's attacking us now.
Yeah, he had really good foresight.
I don't understand.
Luis, you're such an easy audience. Every little shit joke we make, you're like stopping yourself from chuckling too loud.
He said, yeah, I saw his general, Nathaniel, his main guy, leading the church or the village. He killed most of the people there. Just slaughtered them.
He himself killed most of the people?
Well, him and his armies with him.
Oh.
You know a lot about this Nathaniel guy. How do you know his name? Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Is he single or something?
yeah, I mean, I know the royal family on both sides pretty well. I'm doing lots of mission for them. Right now, I'm actually on a meeting to meet the queen of East Sharma.
You're working for West Sharma?
Well, I was.
Elaborate.
Well, basically, whatever they need me to do, you need to understand that they were not bad guys before. Actually, the truth was there for years now. It's crazy that they're breaking it.
Fair enough.
Can we have a little team huddle?
Yes.
No, because I know what will happen. Like, Gael by the balance and everything. He will just slaughter him. Sorry, guy.
The prison is right. What will happen? I don't get it.
You're not.
You need not concern yourself.
He looks concerned.
Don't concern.
He tries bad not to look concerned.
He's rolling and failing.
So we huddle up a few meters away.
Sure.
Wait, so this guy's working for West Sharma, and he's saying that he saw the whole battle?
No, but he's not from West Sharma. We are in East Sharma still, right?
Yes, you are in East Sharma.
And he's working for West Sharma?
Yeah, like you were working with West Sharma at some point.
I wasn't working for them.
You were a slave?
No, I was born there.
Same thing.
And I was unemployed, so I was never working there. Well,
I mean,
I'm saying,
it makes sense.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
It seems real fucking fishy that this guy is just here. He saw the whole battle. He knows the general by name. And he's fine, and he's the only person that's fine.
Should we let Gael decide?
Do you know
that, I think we should let Gael.
Do you know the names of somebody else that is not Kim Jong-un?
Who?
In North Korea?
I've never heard of North Korea.
It's just the same thing. There's other people that you know their names. It might be this case.
Well, now I'm suspicious of you. Who is this Kim Jong-un character?
By the way, for the record, all Mordred, you know prison from before. He's been
in
the village of Nar multiple times. You've talked to him multiple times.
Yeah, I know. Like, we had a fling at some point.
I'm going to look over my shoulder from the huddle and shout to him, Brizen, what is your job title?
I don't have an official job. I'm an adventurer. I just take mission when I see an opportunity and I feel it's the right thing to do.
I immediately turn back to the group. It's fishy.
Super fishy, right?
Super fishy. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I disagree. But it's not like you
ever. Tell us what you know of that man. Bryden? Bryden? Not Biden.
Brizen.
Brizen. So he's an adventurer and he just takes goods and services in Nam. And yeah, sometimes I ask him to bring bandages and he did. He's a good man.
He effectively works for Deliveroo.
No, actually Clover.
This is unbelievably fishy. I don't trust this guy. Well, let's not kill him, but let's...
Well, why don't you believe him, Danny?
Well, I just explained. We turn up, he's here, it's fine. He knows the generals, he knows everyone, and he's an adventurer, but who also brings goods and services. Yeah, real fishy. I smell a spy. And I'm from a land where there's lots of spies. Everyone's an asshole where I'm from.
Does he look like beaten up or anything? Does he look like...
No, he doesn't. He looks fine.
Sorry. No, but he was in Nam when we were there. I talked to him when the bells rang. Ring? Wrong?
Wrong.
Rang.
Yeah.
I talked to him there.
Ring, rang, rung. Swim, swam, swim.
Can you stop?
Bring, brang, brung.
Shut up. Prism, prism, listen. No, sorry.
I'm glad you said a worse joke after mine.
Welcome.
I do my best to.
So while you guys are speaking, you suddenly hear Master, the dog, barking in front of the house a bit downhill.
Hey, Master!
What does that sound like? I've never heard.
Well, if I know Master, that means he's in trouble.
Yeah, okay.
I just want to point out...
Sorry, we've had this
15 minutes?
Yeah.
That Edward's
like animal noises are on point.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Shrieking, the barking.
Thank you, guys.
I'm learning a lot about your private life.
What noise does a zebra make?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
You were so about to commit to horse. You just had a horsey thought.
Yeah, of course I. Okay, so he's barking in the distance. Brizzen is like weirdly waiting while you actually have a little chit chat in your group next to you.
All right, Brizzen, you wait there. My master's in trouble. Or he found something. Or he's just leaving. I don't know this dog.
I'm going to go wait right next to Brizzen. Just stand just behind him and just look at him. Just make him a little bit uncomfortable.
Behind his back. You're waiting behind his back.
Just like here, just a little bit behind him. Okay. Whenever he turns, I just want to immediately go a little bit behind him.
Right, he's really uncomfortable trying to turn away and you like keep running behind
him.
Don't
be uncomfortable.
He's trying his best.
This is what I do when I get into an elevator and there's just a single woman in there. Because it makes him feel safe, you know? Like, okay, there's this guy here. If anything else creeps into the elevator, you know, he'll be fine.
I breathe on their neck just to reassure them I'm there always.
Yeah, and if they're a little cold, keep them warm. All right, so what's Master doing?
So Master is in front of the house, the door is closed. You can see the roof is burned down, but the door is still closed and he's barking in front of the door.
What is it, boy? What you found? Tell me. I don't understand. Do you want me to go in the house? All right.
That's a yes.
Well, let's go in the house. So, well, I tried the door.
The door is locked.
The house is burnt down. Is there a way in?
Yeah, you can probably climb from the side of the wall.
I climb?
But is Born in right now?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I climb the side of the wall.
Okay, so you climb inside of the wall. You can see that there is just a dead body lying around. Next to it, you see a chest.
Ah. I give the chest a little prod with the body of my guitar.
Inside of it, you see 6 potions.
Three
silvery, a bit shiny potions, and then 3 red ones. The red ones you like recognize directly, they're minor healing potion.
Oh! Nice.
How was the dog able to recognize potions?
I think it just was just the universe trying to move the game forward.
So I climb back out, and I go, "Good boy, Master! Good boy!" Do I have some meat on me? Some rations?
There's lots of dead bodies around.
I guess you took some fruit from the gnarm before you actually left, right?
Yeah, so I give him the meatiest thing I can find. What?
Sounds like your penis.
Definitely does not.
Okay. More sinewy.
Master is happy. He likes you a bit more now.
Ah, I give him a little scratch behind the ears and I go back to the group.
Cool.
I'm still standing directly behind.
What are you doing, Omar, by the way?
I was watching Danny. I thought that there was going to be something to actually be adventurer about,
something that requires the work of an old woman.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe with that burnt wood, we can just make a barbecue or something.
Do you tell the others that you found the potions or not?
Not in front of prison.
Okay, you don't say anything.
I'll feel awkward, because there's 6 and now there's 4 of us.
Can we search prison?
Search him
against his consent.
Can we do a prison break? That wasn't actually what I was meant. But can we search him?
Ask him.
But do you want to do an insight check to see if you trust what he's saying or not before
or an insight check? You know?
That's what I said.
You can see that he's kind of talking to himself, mourning his loss, and talking about the fact that he doesn't understand why the army of West Sharma did that and how they actually could do such horror after everybody thought that the Blind King was a great, great king. So for information, the Blind King basically inherited the throne late during the plague because both the king and his son actually died of the plague, the previous ones, and he was the uncle of the king, and so the throne actually went to him.
Nepotism.
So he's a fairly like old guy, really recent king, only a couple of years, and yeah, he's at the base of the truth, which is pretty well known.
How did he get his nickname?
He has really good hearing and people just made an assumption.
He's always wearing shades.
Yeah. His eyes are just always closed.
Okay, I guess we're gonna,
I mean, we can just fucking leave at this point, right?
Brizzen, what was your current mission?
I need to deliver a letter to the king, the steward of the king of East Sharma.
Not the blind king?
No, your king.
Oh, well, what does it say?
Well, I didn't read the letter. That's not part of my mission.
Amateur.
Every good courier reads the letters.
Famously.
He's asking you, where are you guys going? What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Well, that's my village. I was going, during my mission, I was going to pass by to say hi to my parents.
Oh.
They're dead now.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, we were just going, we were going to move further eastwards. We got a mission that, you know, we're moving eastwards. We're meeting a bunch of people over there.
Okay, that sounds fun. Where eastward?
Why so interested?
I'm sorry, guys. I just went to help.
So do I know, like, a town that's eastward? So I'm lying, because I don't trust this guy.
Well, actually, eastward is pretty much Narm and then the sea. That's it.
Wait, I thought Narm was to the south at this point.
No, Narm is to the east, and then the Enchanted Woods are north.
What's to the
Where
east?
Are we?
Wait, what?
East is Narm. So your Narm is on the coast. You went north a bit on the sea, and then directly back towards the west, and then you kept going west to Bilton, right? So the only thing that's eastward is Narm down, and then Mirandis, but it's more south than actually east. And on the north of you, there is the Enchanted Woods.
We're going to Mirandis.
I just start patting him down without permission.
Like searching him?
Like searching him.
What are you doing? And he's pushing you away.
Ah, you want to dance? Let me search your pockets.
Why would you do that?
Things are contained in pockets.
Are you insisting?
I'm insisting.
He pulls out his hammer and puts it like ahead of him to keep distance from you. Oh. Doesn't try to attack you. He's just trying to like get distance between you and him.
Empty your pockets. Show me your things.
I will not do that.
Why not?
I will kill you before.
Oh, talking big for a man with a hammer.
Do you attack him? What do you
do? No, I don't have him. I'd like to intimidate him into revealing.
Ah, scary face.
At this point, I'm quite used to this dance, so I'm just chilling back, scratching Master's ear.
Yeah, I'm back with you.
Ooh, that's 13.
Yeah, he's not intimidated.
What do you have to hide?
Well, nothing except the letter that I told you about. I take my mission really seriously.
I'm not asking you open the letter. Show me the letter.
No.
You don't have... Why won't you show me the letter?
It's a secret letter. It's my sealed. Mission to bring it to the king. It's not for you to see.
But is it sealed?
Yes, it is.
Well, then show me the sealed letter.
Maybe he wants to see the king's seal.
Sure. He pulls out the letter, shows you the seal.
What does the king's seal look like?
It's not the king's seal. It's another seal that you don't know of.
Sort of like a sea dog.
Ooh.
But it's going to the king, right? It's not the king that's sending it.
Oh, wait, who's the letter from?
Did you ask that?
Who's the letter from?
Well, he or she specifically told me not to tell you.
Me specifically?
No, people
he
in general.
He knows of me, Kai. The great and powerful Kai.
In general, he doesn't want people to see that he sent a letter.
That's suspicious. I turn and like think I'm whispering, but I'm not. I have the urge to incapacitate him.
No, that's all right. He's fine capacitated.
He's telling you, listen, boys, I don't know what you have against me. I know Mort for a long time. I'm not a traitor. This is my hometown. My parents are dead. I don't know why you think that I have something to do with my own parent's death, but that would be a monstrous thing to do.
Anyhow, we have a mission to fulfill, and I think we should get going.
Marge, do you vouch for him?
I do vouch for him.
Nah, I don't trust Marge.
Well, I mean, we, you know, two votes versus one, I guess. Let's, we can keep going anyway.
Cool.
So give me a quick perception check.
10.
8.
15.
Okay. You notice that in the big
crater
in the middle of the village, you see the same kind of silvery... color that's... Oh, well, no, you don't see anything, actually. Sorry. You see some silvery color liquids in the crater.
I go down and say, hey, Does anyone know what the silvery liquid in the crater is?
What does it taste like?
I dip my finger in and taste it.
Really?
It tastes like eventfulness.
You take 3 points of damage.
It tastes like damage.
it burns your throat. It doesn't really have a specific taste, but it burns your throat like some chemicals.
Hmm. I've never eaten chemicals before, so I'm not sure what
he's drinking.
Tastes like.
Mercury.
Technically, everything is chemicals.
Actually.
Yeah, push his glasses up your nose.
It tastes how Marge smells.
Oh, well, that's real bad.
Hey.
What? What?
You're just yours.
Well, take a bath.
Would that be... Could somebody
once
do like,
a month.
Could somebody do like an arcana check or something?
I could do an arcana check, but I don't want to taste it.
You could just go and investigate it.
Maybe we take a little sample.
Anyone got a vial?
Were you hurt when you dipped your finger?
I can carry it in my mouth, but I will die.
Were you hurt when you dipped your finger in it?
No.
Okay.
Does it hurt when you dip your finger in spicy
sauce? So I'm guessing that Danny is looking at that. Danny, you clearly recognize the same liquid that you found in the 3 potions that you found inside of the house. You found...
Oh! Okay, so we don't need to find a vial, because I've got 3 vials full of it already.
Can I do an arcana check to see if I know anything about this?
But you didn't tell him that you have the...
Are we away from Bill's...
Yeah, he stayed back looking at his house. He's looking suspiciously at you guys now.
Brizen.
Yeah, Brizen. So yeah, you can give me an arcana check, not about the potion that he has, but about the liquid that's in the crater itself.
Yeah, correct.
Oh!
Can you please?
That's a 20, my friends.
Natural 20?
That's a natural 20.
So yeah, you've heard about that before. You actually have heard that since for a year now, something like that, Bilton is creating explosive potion based on some flowers that you don't know too much about. Those are the explosion potion that you have, so you have 3 of them right now.
Okay.
Sorry, I disagree. I know everything. What do you mean, flowers that I know much about? I know everything.
So it's a big... they're keeping the recipe for making those explosive potions really secret. Because it can be sold for a big chunk of money, right? So you know that Bilton is doing that. And you assume that the big crater is because of that as well.
So this was a meth lab.
It seems like a meth lab.
So I go back to Brizen and ask... Whose house was the one that exploded?
That's Methy Bob.
Sure. Her name was Barbara. She was some kind of alchemist.
Barbara what?
Johnson.
Yes.
That'll do. All right, well, the story checks out.
do I know anything about Barbara Johnson?
No, you've heard her name before.
Sorry, I disagree. I was still using my 20.
You've heard her name before. You know that she was the one creating the potions in the past. They were selling it left and right, trying to make money out of it. You saw her maybe once or twice around Narm.
Oh. How long ago they were selling this?
It's a fairly recent thing. Only in the last year they started producing that.
Okay, so if we want to continue further down this hook.
This plot line.
Plot line. Side quest to be or not. Okay, one last thing. I ask Brizen, where was Barbara's house attacked directly? Or it was like a side thing that went wrong? Does he know anything? Are there any other survivors?
He's saying, I don't think there were any other survivors. I saw them kill most people. Maybe somebody that was not in the village. But I did see them take a bunch of flasks with them. Nathaniel loaded a lot of those flasks. In his carriage.
Yeah, why not?
What were you doing during the fighting?
Well, I saw that from a distance. I tried to hide, but there were way too many for me to actually fight, so I couldn't
help.
Your
parents' village was being slaughtered, and you hid.
Yeah, I'm ashamed of it.
Yeah, you should be. You call yourself an adventurer?
Yeah, he's not answering. He's just looking down at his hammer, like... Pull down on the
ground.
Yeah,
good. Stay like that. Stay like that for about a month. That's a real shameful, boy. All right, okay. Well. So. There's also no clean water source here, so I'm not going to get all this worm shit off me.
No, there is a well in the middle of the village.
Yeah, I'm not going to go climb down into a well.
Right, that makes sense.
Yeah. I'll just hope there's a river at some point.
In the forest?
Who are you talking to?
Me?
No, before you were just like talking to the universe, like, well, I'm not going to climb into a well.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh, did I do it in the accent still?
Yeah, it is.
So, you're just staring at the sky.
It was me talking to Master.
You also need a shower.
Burp, burp. Well, I'm not just going to climb into a well. Burp, burp. Well, why don't you find a river?
So you have two choices. I don't know if you want to like ask more stuff to Brizen, anything else you want to ask him, or that's it. Otherwise, you basically have two paths to go down. Either you go back from where you come from and then take the left turn that you didn't take before to actually go toward the Enchanted Wood, or you keep going on that same path, and all Marge know that that same path also lead to the Enchanted Wood, but towards the western part of it.
Should we ask him?
Why don't we just beat him up and take his letter? Like a high school bully. Because it's pretty suspicious. This guy's shown up. He's got a letter for the mysterious seal. He won't tell us anything.
Oh, unbelievably suspicious. I don't trust this guy at all.
I do trust him.
And it's not just because
you vouched for him.
It's not just because he's a dwarf.
Lover as well, so.
Who is he, though?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not just because he's a dwarf.
Right. So you don't want me to ask him that we are looking for the mercenaries in the Enchanted Forest, right? So
I think we should just leave.
Okay, fair enough.
Let's double back. Let's take the route. Let's just get to these mercenaries.
Then to the east side, I guess, right? If from here.
Okay. So you keep going toward the east road.
Yeah.
I think we should incapacitate him.
I think
no.
We should walk.
I say loudly.
Okay, prison is your time to go. Call me back once you are in arm or something.
Right. So you're going?
Start playing with your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye, prison.
Just getting the wrinkles out of my apron.
Are you still wearing an apron?
Yeah.
Still washing books.
Once we find a river, there will be plenty of books to wash.
Oh, God.
So you're leaving the village towards the west road then, mm-hmm. Close to the coast. As you're leaving, you're seeing a big, like, cemetery that's basically was dug out during the plague. You kind of get used to it. It's fairly common around the land. You see a big wooden Y, which is the symbol of Idril, which is one of the main god of East Sharma, above it. You keep going. The little dog master is running ahead of you when you're going towards the Enchanted Forest. And that's going to be the end of the session.
No!
Thank you, guys.
Hey, this is Edward saying thanks for listening to this week's episode. This is the voice I use when I'm not playing Dungeons & Dragons. Don't forget to follow our Instagram and let us know what you thought about the episode. Au revoir and vive la France!